It was a big day in the markets for grains. We'll take a look at how the markets are opening on this Wednesday evening after we hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures were up sharply today with corn up 10 to 11 cents, soybeans up 24 to 27, and both Kansas City and Chicago wheat both up about 10 to 12 cents. The main reason today we saw this sharply higher move was based on the South American weather forecast. They're forecast to get up to an inch between now and Saturday for most of their growing regions, but after that, they're not looking for much through February 11th. This is cause for concern. It looks like if they don't get much, they have the chance of losing up to 1 to 2 million tons of production, and if you add it into the overall crop, you know, that's 2 to 3% of their overall production. And with the tight supplies we're already facing and the higher demand from around the world, that's a significant problem, and hence the reason we're up 25 to 27 cents in soybeans. Another reason why we're up, the dollar's down 35 points today, so that's a pretty big move. And gold and silver are both up, so in these inflationary hawks that are out there watching that will buy grains based on what the corn and or based on what the gold and silver are doing. The Fed policy today was announced. They're going to leave rates unchanged. That's a little bit positive because they've been artificially keeping them low and boosting up the corn, beans, and wheat markets. Also, this morning we had the ethanol production report, which is important because it was a record low today. They had 770,000 barrels per day as of last week, and that's 2.8% lower than last week, but 18% lower than last year. So as these corn prices are going up, the demand for corn from the ethanol sector is actually going down. So long term, that's actually kind of a negative thing for corn prices. Looking forward, tomorrow morning we have the corn or the USDA export report. We're estimating wheat to be 450 to 600,000 metric tons, corn to be 200 to 300, and soybeans to be big again at 950 to 1.3 million.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Thanks, Justin. Turning to the markets this evening, Kansas City wheat for March is at 840 even. That's down three quarters. The May contract is showing 851 and a half. That's down three quarters. And the December contract is trading at 881 and a quarter. That's down a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat contract for March is at 785 and a half. That's down one and a half. The May contract is trading at 794 and a quarter. That's down one and a half. And the December contract is at 819 even. That's down one. Corn on the Chicago Board of Trade this Wednesday evening. The March contract is trading at 739 and three quarters. That's down a half. The May contract is at 740 and a half. That's down three quarters. The December contract is trading at 592 and a half. That's down one half. Soybeans on this Wednesday evening on the Chicago Board of Trade. The March contract is at 1477 and a half. That's down one and one quarter. The May contract is trading at 1467 even. That's down a half. And the November contract is showing 1331 and a quarter. That's down one and a quarter. That's a look at your opening grain markets on this Wednesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.